Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Thanks so much for listening. Today, another government shutdown and a late night for lawmakers. Plus, let the games begin, the Dow drops again, and Dunkin' Donuts has a new plan. All that and much more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Friday, February 9th. You ready? Let's do this. The government shut down yet again as of midnight this morning, and it's because Kentucky Senator Rand Paul delayed a vote on a budget deal on purpose. He spoke on the Senate floor for a couple of hours, wanting to keep a limit on the U.S. budget. Remember, the proposed deal to end the shutdown would raise the debt and allow the government to spend an extra $300 billion on military and other programs. After a break, senators did finally vote about two this morning, and they passed the deal, but then it went to the House to a vote after that. If the House does not give it a thumbs up before the workday begins, the shutdown will start taking its toll. Remember, a government shutdown means so-called non-essential government agencies just stop operating and employees are furloughed. And this is the second shutdown already this year. Of course, this is still developing as of early this morning, so look for updates. And I, of course, will have the latest for you Monday morning. President Trump gave a laid-back speech at the National Prayer Breakfast yesterday. Fox News says he talked about God and religion, and he sees America as a nation of believers. This year's speech was completely different from his last one. A year ago, he talked about his immigration policy and blamed Arnold Schwarzenegger for the reality show he used to host, The Apprentice, getting bad ratings. This year, he had an upbeat vibe and reminded his audience of things like the first responders who helped hurricane victims. The Dow Jones plummeted once again. It dropped more than 1,000 points yesterday, the second time in the last 4 days. Both the Dow and the S&P 500 are down by more than 10% from their highest points over the last couple of years. Again, investors are concerned about inflation and higher interest rates. The sudden drop in stocks has caused a lot of worry, and the Washington Post says at this point, it could have a ripple effect and may mean people put less money in the economy altogether. It's that time. The Winter Olympics opening ceremony officially kicks off early this morning at 6 a.m. Eastern. Here are a few of the things to know about the Olympics as we head into the weekend. The opening ceremony is called Peace in Motion. The stage will be transformed into a winter fairy tale with performances that follow five main characters. Erin Hamlin will hold the U.S. flag at the ceremony. She was the first American to win an Olympic medal in singles luge. Also of note, in the Parade of Nations, North and South Korea will be marching together under one flag. This is a big deal because of the tense relationship between the two countries in the past. And Russia was banned from the Olympics earlier this year for allegedly violating anti-doping rules. Russian athletes who can show they're drug-free will be allowed to compete, though. Already, there have been a couple of problems at the Olympics. One, the temperature. It is cold, and events are all outside. Those attending the opening ceremony in Pyeongchang will be given a raincoat, blanket, and winter hats. Another bigger issue is the norovirus. Officials are still worried about the virus spreading. Remember, military troops had to come in to replace more than 1,000 security guards who had to be quarantined. That said, health officials haven't stopped travel or put out an official health warning. All right, other things people may be talking about today. A big parade in Philly. Eagles fans filled the streets yesterday to celebrate the Super Bowl win. And fans had a reason to be excited. Remember, these fans have waited a long time. This year was the first time ever the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl. The parade did not start until 11 a.m., but some people were outside and ready to go by the time the sun came up. Macy's will soon offer a clothing line for Muslim women. They're partnering with the Verona Collection. USA Today reports it's available starting next Thursday, February 15th. The line will have things like maxi dresses, hand-dyed hijabs, and cardigans that go down to the ankle. A fashion photographer who converted to Islam designed this clothing. The collection is part of The Workshop at Macy's, the store's program for minority and women-owned businesses. Although Macy's isn't the first U.S. brand to offer Muslim clothes, it is the first to offer a wide variety at more affordable prices. A big tech company just bought a chunk of New York City for more than $2 billion. The New York Times reports Google is buying the Chelsea Market. It's a big food mart, office building, and tourist attraction. Google's New York headquarters is just across the street. And it's not the only tech company looking to invest in NYC. New York City is also in the top 20, still in the running, for Amazon's second headquarters. Dunkin' Donuts plans to say goodbye to the Styrofoam cup. CNBC says they'll replace the foam with a double-walled paper cup by 2020. The foam cups have been the center of social media controversy because, well, they're bad for the environment. But others say, wait a minute, foam does its job to keep my hot coffee hot and my cold coffee cold. Dunkin' Donuts hopes the new double-walled paper cups will do the trick to keep everyone happy. The world is on the verge of a tequila shortage. Why? Two things. High demand and the rising price of agave, you know, the plant that tequila is made from. The price of agave has gone up 6 times its original price over the last 2 years. And this isn't just a brief thing. Shortages are expected to last until 2021 because agave takes years to mature. Reuters reports it will likely put some tequila companies out of business, and it'll cost all of us more to get it. So if you like margaritas, you may want to stock up on tequila now. It might be harder to find come Cinco de Mayo. And that's it. You are all caught up. Thanks so much for listening. Please be sure to hit the subscribe or follow button, or just sign up to get episodes sent straight to your email inbox at thenewsworthy.com. You can always read more about any of the stories that caught your attention today at thenewsworthy.com. Just click episodes and find today's date. And I always appreciate it if you leave a review and let other people know they should listen too. The Newsworthy is ready for you every day, Monday through Friday, by 4 a.m. Eastern Time. I'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.